Weekend Breakfast with Refilo Mpakanyane
on 702.
Going on 7:36 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Time to talk sustainability or look at sustainability options. And today we are talking solar power options for the home. Living in South Africa, we've all become accustomed to the fact that consistent electricity supply is something you can only dream of these days, with Eskom struggling to roll out enough power for all. Just yesterday, they announced implemented load reduction in some parts of Gauteng in order to avoid network overload in high-density areas. And for that reason, we've invited a young solar power solutions company to have a chat with us about the options that they provide if you're considering solar power for your own home. I'd like to welcome the co-founder of Empowered Homes, Zweli Mfundisi, to Weekend Breakfast. Good morning, Zweli.
Hi, how are you doing?
Zweli, I am very, very well, and I trust you are too.
I am, all things considered.
Fantastic. Zweli, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us your, I guess, the genesis story of Empowered Homes and how you came to, you and your co-founder, Thebe Tsatsimpe, found yourself co-founding this business. This was not originally where you started, certainly not in power generation or in solar power.
So I met my co-founder, Ted, about 5 years ago when we both worked together in consulting. And just kind of brief background is kind of I'm originally from Mthatha and then was at UCT and at Stanford on full scholarship and worked in corporate for a while afterwards. And then Ted was recently graduated from Harvard and the first black South African in his PhD level econ program and worked in DC before. So we both, I guess, been interested in South African issues and had realized while we're both in the U.S., starting when I was at Stanford University, that there's a world in which we change the big pain that is load shedding for millions of customers in South Africa and that things should be done a little bit more differently than they have been done. So that's when we started exploring the idea of creating power homes with that background that wasn't studying power, but the assumption that we can do something that can help change lives positively and that will accelerate much more how much solar and renewables we get into people's homes.
And, you know, I guess what I'm really curious about is I've bumped into the logo and the brand a lot on social media. But since you established Empowered Homes, what is the sort of what's the extent of your footprint and impact? Because when people think of converting and not necessarily going off grid, but, you know, the first thought is, gosh, it's got to be expensive. So how have South Africans taken to Empowered Homes and your product offering?
Yeah, it's actually been pretty remarkable how much people have taken up. And we primarily started in Gauteng as we started operations. So for context, we started basically doing a bunch of customer interviews in September last year. We were able to travel back when I was in Silicon Valley coming back to South Africa. And then during lockdown, we then basically had to pivot significantly to people basically engaging us online. So doing home consultations online, on Zoom, and trying to figure out how to almost, you know, do a bunch of those things. But we've been really, really kind of, really, really taken aback by the extent of the support, but also how big a need there has been. So since mid-July, when things opened up again with our first install, and our customers have been super kind of, supportive. And at this point, we are getting supported with kind of way more leads than we need. And we're basically kind of working through serving those customers. So I think it's just clear how big this problem is for South Africans, but also how much people are missing a really good service experience, but also using data and tech in a way that makes sense to size these solutions. Because otherwise, people basically have a guy with a bucky, with an electrician, who's going to tell you that, I know I can put it together. And often it's very expensive or very inconvenient, and it looks like then the simplified time service is something that customers are really reacting to positively. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, and talk to me about that mix and that offering that you're providing to people. Yes, there's solar, there are backup power solutions, but what in the world does that all mean? I mean, if you're going to talk to me about how many kilowatts I need to, I might just be like, well, I'm not really a fae with that terminology and that language. How do you help customers or potential customers understand, in fact, their own consumption patterns and needs specific to their homes?
For sure, yeah. And really, the difference there is that this is a consumer service experience. It just happens to be an energy. So for that, it means that we need to make sure that it makes the most amount of sense for you. So what we typically do for homes is that when we engage customers, we ask them a couple of questions that make us better understand what their energy needs are. So things like how much they currently pay for electricity, what their most critical appliances would be, understand their home and use kind of GPS locations to figure out what the potential is for that, and then start finding solutions that make sense given their specific needs. So ask for customers, not that you become a power guru in addition to being a radio host or a voiceover artist or a doctor or an editor of something. We're simply just asking you and then help us understand your needs. Help us understand, are you worried about load shedding primarily? Are you worried about cost? What are you trying to get a sense of? And then we size those solutions in the same way that any consumer service would be for customers, and make it easy to make sure that we have that transition at cost, right? So one of the things, then start then doing a little bit more information and mutual education on things like your load profile or kind of what is off-grid versus large and how practical that is. But our intention here is to say, let's take away the parts that are pain and make it a really simple customer service experience, so that customers come to you and us, decide their solutions and give it to them at a reasonable price, and make sure that we are educating them on what they can do going forward to take full advantage of the system.
Yeah. In popular parlance, I think most of us would like to say when we're speaking amongst, acquaintances and friends that, oh, I'm going solar because I'm going green. I am worried about the environment. But actually, how many of us are worried about that as opposed to just tired of the inconvenience and the stress of load shedding? Because we know, of course, that the impact it has not just on our personal lives, but on business and our ability to work, right, is huge.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. So one of the organizations that support us is Stanford University's Tomcat Center, mm-hmm. which basically does a lot of innovation in the renewable space, right? Kind of storage, solar, etc. One of the things that has just consistently been the case in South Africa is that we are in a very advantageous position that the initial starting point is a pain point for a customer, which is, my house is disrupted. I cannot drive back home. I don't know where to provide warm meals for my kids. Therefore, let me try and make a change. Oh, I'm working from home. I have these Zoom calls for myself and my kids. The power gets off and it's frustrating. And I think even in the U.S., right, people care about the environment, but the driver for the decision has to be something that's a big consumer pain point. And that a lot has been changing customers. I think it's not because South Africa is necessarily bad. I think even in California, when you look at the growth of solar, it's primarily driven by tax incentives.
Sure.
So I think it's how can we make it easy to do the green, responsible thing by simplifying the customer experience is really the focus. And we're seeing that a lot of people are both initially frustrated by the load shedding, but then as they go further into the process, they realize, hey, this is not just a backup solution. Right, because it's typically sized the system such that you don't need to use the grid during the day. So if I'm taking away 40, 50, even higher percentages of your usage, then I'm starting to also add the benefit of being able to reduce the cost, which is even more important because every other day you hear that city power Eskom is increasing the prices for the next year even more. Yeah. So we find that those are the two biggest drivers for consumers. And for us, we don't think that's a bad thing because I think it's a behavioral change, I think, that we're trying to do, and that's what we expected about the potential in South Africa for this innovation.
Yeah. Zweli, I know it's early on in your journey, but I'm curious to find out if you and your partner have got any ideas of what the future for Empowered Homes might look like, what it ought to look like, right? Perhaps you've peeked over or spent some time on the Tesla website and gone, yeah, we might want to, you know, dabble in battery innovation. We might want to look at, you know, building our own power walls sometime down the line. What does the future look like? Because, of course, it's such a key, you know, energy is such a key and important factor in the development of any country. First of all, before we even talk attracting investors and manufacturing and growth and all those things, you know, in many ways, if you're an optimist, then our situation looks like one big opportunity.
For sure, for sure. No, I think we are excited about the future of empowered and what we could be able to do and what we see happening to the power sector in general. So our objective is to build a world-class tech company started right here in South Africa, right? And the tech company is essentially saying, could we make it such that this is the most customer-friendly and intuitive way that makes it easy for residential customers starting in South Africa and proceeding in other emerging markets in the world, that is so easy for you to, like, basically get that solar power under sizing as simple as, like, any click. You quickly get someone to come into your home, you, like, to do the installation, and then going forward, it's seamless, almost as easy as by charity management, to see what we can do to make it easier for you to be more and more economical, green, and seamless. So we're trying to, that's kind of really what the big objective is. On our side, we think that there's a lot of innovation on the hardware side, and exciting kind of stuff that's happening in batteries, solar panels, like the Tesla stuff. What we're seeing, though, is that, like, we're just aggregating to say, hey, here's the right solution that makes the most amount of sense for you, given, like, your needs, your pocket, your particular home, and then make that easy, because we think that that service, consumer service element, is such an important part, and we're really excited to see how we could be able to use tech to scale it, but also in that process create jobs for millions of people in South Africa and other emerging markets, so that, like, we can start having much more distributed safe power for people that's reliable, but also that is cost effective, and it's also really very good for the environment.
Zweli Mfundisi, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated. Zweli is the co-founder of Empowered Homes, and you can find them online. The website is the same, exactly the same, empowered.homes. Find it online and check out that service. Let us know if you've experienced that service at some point as well. 31702 is the SMS line. We are going straight to the movies with Gail Edmonds.